Senator Kyrsten Sinema previews bipartisan coalition for amnesty, green card giveaway in Davos. By John Binder on January 18, 2023. While in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, previewed a bipartisan coalition that she claims to be forming to shape an immigration package that would include amnesty for some illegal aliens as well as a green card giveaway measure. During a panel discussion with other American politicians, Sinema referenced a plan that she compiled with Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, last year that included amnesty for at least 2 million illegal aliens and a green card giveaway program that would funnel hundreds of thousands of foreign workers into mostly white-collar American jobs. Ultimately, the plan failed to gain traction in the House and Senate. Sinema, speaking in Davos, called the plan an immigration framework that she hopes to restore in the new Congress. Sinema said. In the winter, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina and I put out an immigration framework that both addresses security issues around creating a secure border so we can deter individuals who want to bring dangerous drugs and criminals into the country, which by the way are happening on a nearly unimpeded basis right now. But we also need to reform the asylum system. Right now, we have an asylum system that actually creates a pull factor for criminal cartels in South America to bring individuals to this country, to our country, who have no legal basis for a permanent path to citizenship. Emphasis added. So we want to combine that with also making changes to our system to create a path to citizenship for dreamers, ending the visa backlog so we can actually hire the talent we need at all edges and across the entirety of the spectrum. Emphasis added. We are building the bipartisan coalition that we believe will allow us to pass legislation through both the House and the Senate this year. Emphasis added. Sinema's corporate donors have a deep financial interest in inflating the United States labor market with more foreign workers whom they can hire, keeping wages down, and who will buy their products and invest in real estate, which gets more expensive with a constant inflow of new renters and buyers competing for limited inventory. Most recently, for instance, the Eagle Act, a fixture on big business's legislative wish list, was rejected by House Republicans and many Senate Democrats. In certain aspects, the bill seeking to open more green cards for companies to hire foreign workers mimics Sinema's goal. Sinema's donors, like Comcast Corp., Alphabet Incorporated, Blackstone, American Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs, lobbied either directly or indirectly through the Business Roundtable for the Eagle Act. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.